What exactly is a rock potluck? Our guest Bob Miller will explain in just a minute. This is Pat Radio Program 97. A complete playlist and other linkage can be found at patradio.org.
We'll be right back. Someone nails him, then knocks down. Someone nails him, then knocks down. Management and the cash cow are leaving the scene. If you know what I mean. Just for jerks who can't save their own ass. I'm not afraid of dying lonely. Love is just a word that makes sex less dirty. I ain't got no master strokes to make. Ain't no worthwhile records left to break. I like the sound of my voice in the dark. And I don't need no spotlight. Don't need no spark. Management is where the money is at. 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 Take you on, I'll take you home. I'll take you where you wanna go. I'll take you eating, take you drinking, take you dreaming. Someone nails in their lives now. Someone nails in their lives now. Management and the cash cow are beating the scene. Someone nails in their lives now. 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 Someone nails in their lives now.
Duct tape and greasy dicks. Here's what we wrote about it. Dick dicks and if it ain't broken, it's nothing. Can't fix it if it ain't broken, it's nothing. Oh, now duct tape. It comes in slow, but it's good for you, so it's duct tape. You can't fix it if it ain't broken, I'm a duct tape. Oh, now duct tape. You can't fix it if it ain't broken, it's a tape. Oh, now duct tape. It comes in slow, it's good for you, so it's duct tape. All right, now.
Coming home drunk yesterday. I can't believe all the things she thinks that she knows and all the cuss words that she loves to say. I've been stressing and guessing for so long now, trying to keep this all out of the courts. What the hell, woman? Come on, let's get divorced. Let's get divorced. I know that you want to, 'cause you hate me as much as I hate you. I don't wanna spend another summer fighting with you on the porch. Well, you gave me a ring and you can have it back, 'cause you're about to give me a fucking heart attack. And I don't wanna see you no more. Let's get divorced. I'm tired of shit, bitch.
Why must you keep doing things like that?
Don't you put your hands on me. How dare you?
I care because
my mama don't
care. Your mama. Don't get me started.
Oh, no, no, Coco. That ain't it. That ain't it.
No, Coke.
'Cause she burned me on the arm with hot bacon grease, and then I told her that she was a skank. She threw my Hondo guitar down the steps. I took out the money in the bank. I bought myself a brand new Sawzall, turned the yard into an obstacle course. Now she's in the street screaming, come on, let's get divorced. Let's get divorced. I know that you want to, 'cause you hate me as much as I hate you. I don't wanna spend another summer fighting with you on the porch. Well, you gave me a ring where you can have it back, 'cause you're about to give me a heart attack. And I don't wanna see you no more. Let's get divorced. I said, I don't wanna see you no more. Let's get divorced. Right now.
That's the Razor doing Let's Get Divorced. Before that, Yuck Falls did Duct Tape. Mercury Road did a song called Retail. Two Cow Garage gave us River. And starting off this edition of Pat Radio, the Feelers doing Just Can't Get Enough. And I'm joined today by Bob Miller, who's going to explain some things about the potluck, the rock potluck. All the bands that you heard in that first set are contributing members to the potluck. And Bob will explain the concept for us here.
The Rock Potluck, this is the third year we've done it. It's a pretty cool concept. Basically, we take 40 musicians from, this year it's 36 different Columbus bands, and we just mix them all up randomly. They form 8 new bands, and it's just the one show, one night only. It's pretty cool because they meet that day from generally from about noon to 5 or so, and they have to write 2 original songs and learn 1 cover, and then they play it that night for the live audience. So it's very immediate, and it's always been pretty magical so far.
Cool. And it is a potluck, so
yeah, so we urge people to bring food, but it's not mandatory if you just want to come and eat some of what everyone else brings. But yeah, please bring food to share if you're so inclined.
Okay, great. And it's taking place, it says here, at the Milo Arts Building.
Yeah, the Milo Arts Building, for people that aren't familiar, it's a pretty cool place. It's actually an old school that was built in 1896. In the late 60s, it was started to be renovated. Now it's basically broken up into studios for artists that live and work there. We're taking over their gymnasium that night, which is this big, beautiful, open gymnasium with a huge stage, and it's going to be really cool. But yeah, hopefully, if all goes well, this could potentially be an opportunity for another venue in town too, to be able to do shows that would have normally been done at like Little Brothers and things like that. So it could be really cool.
All right, great. We're going to listen to some of the bands in their original form on the program today, and we'll get to a little bit of that right now.
Saying their phones in the dark.
Church of the Red Museum, doing Over You. Before that, the Proper Nouns. Got a chance to see them at Holy Craft last week on Friday night. And that was a lot of fun. And that was one of the songs they performed there called Conditions Are Worse. Paper Airplane before that did First Time I Thought About It from their recently released record entitled Middle March. And we started the set off with the Jelly Hearts doing a song called Hot Rolls. I'm joined by Bob Miller, as I mentioned before, and we're talking about the Rock Potluck, and all of those bands that you just heard are all contributing members to the eight newly formed bands that will be playing at the Rock Potluck on Saturday, December 15th at the Milo Arts Building, 617 East 3rd Avenue. The flyer I'm holding in my hand says it's easily accessible from I-71 and 5th Avenue here in Columbus. And I'm joined, as I said, at the previous mic set by Bob Miller, the event organizer. And Bob was just telling me that there's also some nonprofits and charities that are going to benefit from the potluck.
Yeah, we're going to, well, the Milo Arts community there itself will be getting some benefit from this. And then also, I've been doing some work over the last couple of months raising awareness for youth homeless, which is the fastest growing demographic of homeless people in America. There's over 1 million homeless youth in America right now. So we're going to be raising money for a charity, a nonprofit. They're called Stand Up for Kids. So they work to try and help kids get off the streets, basically.
That sounds like a great cause. We're going to continue right now with more of the music from musicians who are going to be taking part in the event. And we're going to get right back into it now with Beginning Words.
Sandstorm!
Mors Ontologica doing Lapse Relapse. And before that, Sandstone by the Guinea Worms. All right, a veritable potluck of both food and music will be had next Saturday at the third annual Rock Potluck. And I'm joined by Bob Miller. And before we sign off here and go into the last mic, the last set of music, I figured we'd go over the times and make sure everybody understands when they need to be there for whatever it is they want to do, so that they don't miss anything.
Right. Yeah, basically the event starts at 7 p.m. From 7 to 9 p.m., that'll sort of be, you know, a little bit of time for people to just get together and socialize and eat and drink, just have a good time. And then at 9 p.m. is when the music will start. And there are 8 bands throughout the night, but basically they're only playing 3 songs each, so sets will be less than 20 minutes. So bands will be going on the top and the bottom of every hour, starting at 9 o'clock, and the whole event is over by 1 o'clock. So you really, this isn't one of those things where you want to wait to get there till midnight. You definitely want to show up as early as possible and take the whole night in, because the coolest aspect of the whole thing is that it's this really great event with all these really talented people. But if you're not there to experience, it only happens one night, and then it's gone forever. So you definitely don't want to lollygag on this one.
It's just like Christmas, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's only once a year.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope to see as many of you folks out there at the event as well.
Yeah, and it also, I should mention real quick, that it is it's 18 and up. So 18 to 20 is $5, and then 21 and over is $3. And come on out. It's going to be a really good time.
Okay. That's at the Milo Arts Building, 617 East 3rd Avenue.
Right.
I'll put all the information up on my blog.
And they can go to rockpotluck.com also to get information. And there's a little link so you can map quest directions there if you're not familiar with the Milo Arts Building. So rockpotluck.com.
After wrapping up the interview, Bob also mentioned that he will be putting the roster of bands, in other words, who is playing with whom, on rockpotluck.com on Thursday. So Thursday, December 13th, you can go there and check out who's going to be playing with who, and it'll get you all ready for the event. We're going to finish up with 4 more bands that are contributing members to this potluck. We're going to hear from, in this order, Moviola, Flotation Walls, Melty Melty, and Brainbow. And as I said at the top of the set, if you want to get the names of the songs and all that good stuff and links to their MySpaces, just go to petradio.org, click on the blog link, and you're all set.
it all.